What a terrible episode to be a part of.
I got pummeled today after work.
There's no way you went to Starbucks without me.
It's a 5-shotter white chocolate mocha.
Firing up my mom's laptop and just going ham.
He's just running, spamming his click, and he's just pounding kids.
And I was gaming, dude.
You know, like without that gun, you're banged.
That thing is filthy.
I might be getting scammed by some dumb TikToker who's spreading false information. If you didn't like the game, you were just dogging the game. You sucked. And that's your problem.
And then they just ragged all, dude. Welcome to the number one up and coming. <Thank you. laughs> I can't do it, dude. I can't say it anymore. I can't do it anymore, dude. Welcome back to a podcast. Oh my gosh, dude. I am a host. Coulter Fair, aka Coulter. Dude, along with me is my good friend and co-host Rogan Prescott.
Hey Coulter, I'm back.
Hey man, what's up?
Not much. It's good to be here, as always. Good to be here for the podcast. This great podcast that we both enjoy. Great intro. That was probably the best one yet.
Dude, I can't do it anymore, dude. I can't, dude.
I don't know how you've done it. I'm glad episode 61 was the last. There's no more.
Yeah, there's just no shot, dude. We are not the number one up and coming gaming podcast, dude.
We never were.
Travel! Subscribing for 5 months.
And Lingo subscribing for 9 months.
Hey.
Lingo.
Some OGs up in the house here.
Yeah. Hey, Lingo's back, guys. He didn't bail on us. Not yet.
Yeah, surprisingly not.
Shelter gifting another sub. 47 subs.
47 well, coming from
I'm
Shelter.
I'm definitely
boy.
Not prepared for this podcast if it's going to look like this. I do not have the energy for it.
Hey, if there was ever a time that we were going to chop the podcast, it was probably tonight. But somehow we managed to show up.
I'm shocked.
So I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I am shocked. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things went wrong today. We both got plowed in the rear. But I mean, somehow we're both here. I guess I should just say, guys, welcome to the program, episode 61, Flow State Gaming, number one up and coming Valorant podcast on the internet.
You said Valorant.
Hey, we don't know where we're at.
No.
Okay.
Hey, so good thing we have notes tonight, though.
Hey, the number one relationship podcast on the internet. Who knows? Because I don't know what we're talking about tonight. Rogan, to you, brother. How are you feeling tonight, especially? Do you want to leave some things for the announcements, or should we just tackle it now? Hey, what about a hot drink? Let's stick to the program.
I thought you were going to
forget that one. What are we talking here? Yeah, well, I almost did, because it's just such... I'm in a blender, dude. I'm blended up.
I do have a hot drink here. It's a homemade espresso. Ran with a double shotter. I did switch it up this evening. Maple syrup. It's a very good
huge
route. Huge route for coffee. So, coffee tip. It's a great at-home alternative if you don't have the special syrups. Or special sugars to put in your coffee, maple syrup is a great route to go. So I frothed up my milk because I'm the best frother around. You know, my frothing skills come unmatched. And then Coulter, when I poured my shot, I put some from Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So
yeah. Yep.
We had some of like this white chocolate candy stuff that I don't know who had it. I don't know. It just showed up in our kitchen. So I placed some of these chocolate like pieces on the bottom of my cup, and then I poured the shot over them. So, you know, we got a little white chocolate here. Little white chocolate maple syrup espresso. And it's actually tasting pretty good. I went a little too sugary, a little too sweet. Probably should have added another shot in there to damper it. But yeah, that's my dumb drink. Coulter, did you manage to pull something out of your rear?
Dude, I have something vile, dude. This thing is nasty. Inside this cup, there's a story that goes along with it, but this is a McDonald's coffee with four cream, no sugar. A large hot coffee from McAdee's. They say, do you want that black? And I say, no, I want it white. I want four creams in there. And then I say, no sugar. And they're like, yeah, we don't put sugar in there. So I ended up with this, and it's terrible. It's dirty dishwater with a little bit of half and half in here. But, you know,
it's crazy. I'm actually sorry.
It's fine. It's crazy that I even have this, if we're all going to be honest here.
Yeah. Coulter, talk to me. What was the lead up to today? How was your week? You know, your announcements. What did ram you in the rear, as you would say?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been plowed in the rear pretty heavily today, especially, but I mean, tough week, boys. Let's be honest here. Tough week. It was the holidays, right? We're feeling jolly and bright leading up into the weekend. I guess I should start out by saying I've played zero video games for the entire week. It just wasn't in the cards for me. The hours were just simply not there. I think I gamed for like 3 hours this week. So, I mean, just I fit in, you know, an hour here and there. Absolutely nothing. But, you know, hey, that's the holidays for you. My parents came down from the Great White North, shelter in the chat, saying, oh no, the Americans have learned of our secret maple syrup. Shelter, I would have you know, I am a Canadian, my friend. So, you know, you and I are in the same tribe, and my ancestors would drill holes in maple trees and make maple syrup, is what I've been told. So I'm a maple connoisseur. Anyways, they came down from the Great White North. My parents did. They ended up at my brother's house, and we had, you know, and I was loved. I was with my loving family. So for those of you that weren't, get scammed and rammed. If you don't have a family that loves you, I do. So my weekend was spent with family that loved me. And that's what happened. So leading up to tonight, may as well get right into it. I came out of work, and since we chopped the Patreon, www.patreon.com/flowstategaming.
_.
Because we chopped the Patreon, I have no cash, right? I have no cash to buy new tires. My tires are bald. They are balding. They're both mad and balding. They're malding. My tires are malding in the rear. The rear passenger side especially. Well, I came out of work this evening, and what do you know? I had a flat tire. Now, this wasn't on the bald passenger rear, but it was on the driver rear, which was interesting. So I pumped that bad boy up. It was on 8 PSI. I banged it up to 40 PSI, and then I went home on that bad boy, and it drifted down to 30-ish. So she was losing some air pretty quick. Anyways, that's kind of what happened. I mean, that's the long and the short of it. It's fixed now. So, you know, got to the tire shop, they fixed it. I guess a rock apparently made its way into my tire. I don't know how that happened. How does a rock pop your tire, dude?
It's wild.
Anyways, yeah, so, you know, donate if you can. Subs help. Just, you know, anything to keep us going. Rogan, you were late as well. Significantly. What's the story on that?
I want to start off as well. I have not played a single game. I have not turned on my computer for the last week. And that's pretty rare for me, because I do game quite a lot more than Coulter. Yeah, this last week was pretty brutal. I haven't had any time. Like you said, the holidays really, they put a lot into your week. You know, there's a lot of things to take that take priority, and family was one of those things. I also, unlike many others, have a family that loves me and has a family that care about me. So I hung out with them. And that was really nice. That was really good. So today, yeah, I got plastered. So I work at the resort, obviously, a ski resort, and it's just been getting hammered with snow. And in this time of year, it's a holiday, so people are always going up to the mountain. And driving back home from work is just brutal. You have people going 10 miles per hour. It's super icy. People are terrible at driving on the snow. It makes it worse. People get in accidents. It took me about 2 hours to get home. And then on my way home, I had to get a COVID test. And there was a fat line. There was a huge line for their stupid COVID test. And I had to wait there. I had to get it for work. If I don't, I'll be kicked out of work. I'll be banished from the mountain. So, yeah, I had to wait. Got my test. I was negative, so that's good to hear. It's always good that I'm negative. And then, yeah, I had to run back home and got home. And then I was just busy. Just smacked. And that's why we're seeing a 7:30 start. That's pretty rare.
That is not what you want to see.
It doesn't happen very often.
Guys, going forward, I would almost expect more of like a 6:30 start. I think that's actually probably going to be more realistic. I haven't talked to Rogan about this. So I'm kind of speaking out of turn here.
Yeah, 6:30 sounds great.
But it's just like with the road conditions, especially for Rogan. I mean, guys, like if anything goes wrong, we're late. As it is. So, I mean, just, you know, we'll obviously keep you updated in the Discord because we are very, very active in our Discord. You guys can see that and feel that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our Discord general is popping.
Hey, to be real though, on a real note, this was one of the busier weeks. I don't see my parents often, especially with all this Corona trash at the border. It hasn't been easy for them to come down. So I only see them like, you know, twice, three times a year. So when they are here, I spend every single waking moment that I can with them. So, you know, that results in a real lack of activity in both gaming and the Discord and whatnot. So I apologize for that. But I do hope everyone had a good Christmas. On the announcement section here, I did get a new mic from my beloved brother. You know, we did a Secret Santa, and they had us put some items on our list for the Secret Santa, and I put one item on my list. I put one item on the list, and that's what I got. So, you know, it's big. It's not installed yet. As you can see, I'm still using my dumb little headset mic, but I will get that installed. I need to get a few items. I need to get the cable and then that. What is that thing called, Rogan, that you plug it into? Yeah, a mixer. And then, you know, I'll get a mic arm or something like Rogan's. So what mic is it, Travel? It's the Rode Pod mic. So... oh gosh.
Stop. Is that Leonard? Out of here. Yeah. I don't know why he just loves ruining my life.
Well, hey.
Shut the door, you peasant.
There's
give me a all right, you take my, Mike, you take my food.
Mike Hype. Yeah, that's right, Shelter. So guys, expect some better quality sounds coming from your boy Sea Dog. But anyways, that's about all I got for announcements.
Dude, hey, Coulter, that's a big movement right there. So that's gonna be really exciting.
No, it's a huge move.
Your intros are gonna be quite nice.
Dude, I think we dropped the intro, man. I don't know what the fans think of it.
I think we drop it.
It's just absolutely, it's just messing with our analytics because everyone comes on for the intro and then they leave, dude.
Well, yeah.
They leave after the intro.
It's like a double block. It blocks anyone going past the intro and blocks anyone from listening further than the start of the intro.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, apparently the fans can't wait to hear my sexy voice with the new mic, and that's what I'm wanting to hear in the chat. So thanks for that support. Rogan, moving forward, dude, do you have any more announcements? Do you have anything else you want to say? Do you have anything else in this brochet bun before we really get into the meat of this episode?
Yeah, the meat. Yeah. Hey, let's do it.
That's the thing is, like, people don't understand just the amount of high. It's like A5 Wagyu beef, dude. That's the quality of our content. It is top of the line. And not only is it top of the line quality, it's in quantities that you can't even consume, dude. You guys aren't ready for this episode. So without further ado, since we have all this meat to get to.
Community feedback.
What do we got? Zero from Instagram. I already checked that out. So thank you guys for that.
Hey, did you check Apple Podcasts?
Of course I didn't, dude. We haven't had an Apple Podcast since I got off of my knees and I stopped begging. That's the last review we got, so I don't even know if we have anything there. Podcast slowly dying. We see that in the analytics and in the spirit.
Hey, so I do want to say something.
Let it rip.
We always say thanks to our viewers and the people who've been here forever at the end of our episode. I want to say thanks for everyone who's stuck in around. It actually means a lot to me. It keeps me going. It does actually mean a lot. I know, like, the community that we built is tiny and it's dying very, very rapidly, but it's super, super cool. Like, even seeing two people talk in the Discord or even having, like, anyone in our chat or whatever, it's super, super cool. It actually means a lot. So thank you all. Thank you all.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys for real.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with a question from Looster here. Do you have anything else?
Looster coming through with a question? No, I don't have anything. I was about to swap topics. I'm so lost. No, go ahead. Take the reins here, brother.
Yeah. All right. What is our boy Looster? Our boy Looster here. Ever played and enjoyed any sports game? Example, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater, or any NBA games? By the way, I'm actually in an English school. My bad grammar is because I don't reread these before sending them. Breadstick emoji.
Nice.
So, didn't get a French flag emoji this time. Looster will expect more next week. Thank you for your question. I personally, as a young little buck, I played Madden football on the Xbox. And that was about it for the sports games I've played. I didn't play much, dude. Like, the sports games took place, like Super Smash Bros. Mario Kart took place of those sports games.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, those family games that you play, it's like, that's what, that was Super Smash Bros. Those are the Nintendo ages.
Yes. Yep.
Walter, did you ever find yourself?
Yes, actually, I did play some sports games. We played Trans World Surf for the PlayStation 2. That was a sick game. And then I've spent quite a bit of time in Tony Hawk as well. We played those games when I was real young. But that was before Halo came out. When Halo 3 came out, it was game over, dude. I was shooter from then on. But yeah, I mean, Super Smash Bros, huge part of life. You can't really consider that a sports game, though. So, I mean, Trans World Surf for the PlayStation 2, available right now for on DKOldies.com for $2.99. That's a good pickup right there. That's a deal. So, that was really fun. Yeah, Tony Hawk. So, yeah, I guess skating and surfing. I did. Dude, we had this old snowmobile game. Oh, dude, I'm forgetting some gold ones here.
I forgot some big ones, too. MX versus ATV Unleashed.
Yes, that was huge.
Huge.
That was huge. And then SSX Tricky.
Oh, is
the
that
snowboarding
a,
game?
The snowboarding. I have never played it, but I saw videos of that
oh
recently.
Oh my gosh, dude.
It looks
Let's
stupid.
Go, dude. It has a 92% rating, dude. 94% like this video game. It was insane. It was the game to play. It's tricky. Oh, wow, dude. Yeah, it's wild. Look up some game. Hey, everyone right now, look up some gameplay of SSX Tricky. Now, when you get to that video, I'm watching it currently. It's a guy in an afro. Watch this video right now. If you're not watching, you're not part of the team. Now, as you're looking at this video, this was my upbringing. This is what I grew up doing.
Wow.
Are you watching the video?
I'm not.
Well, you're a dog.
But I will.
Yeah, I'm watching it currently. Yeah, crazy. Crazy game, dude. It was wild. So I think that's about it though. NASCAR, we played NASCAR as well. You know.
Wow, this looks like a Wii game.
Well,
like the character
two.
Looks like Wii.
Yeah.
This looks sick.
It was sick, dude.
Wow.
No, dude, there's all these tricks where like you would get fat air, and if you had your whole trick meter built up all the way, your guy, like you could do tricks that he would take his board, like he would take his bindings off, throw his board in front of him, and just helicopter that thing, dude. You would just be helicoptering it and land. It was sick.
Dang, dude. See, I got Riders Republic. It was like that Ubisoft game that was released, and they have snowboarding, skiing, mountain biking, wing gliding, some other sports.
To kind this of is take, the recent
to,
one, right?
To take that, yeah, it's a super, super new mm-hmm. game. But yeah, it's kind of just to, you know, revisit those sports games. It's like having those games where you can hop on and then just mess around and do whatever you want feels really good. I really like that.
I agree with that. That game looks savage with the jetpacks and everything.
Yeah. Honestly, you would like it, but
I bet I would.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for your question, Looster.
Great question, Looster. Yeah.
Great question.
You can't forget
you're
those.
Killing it.
Oh, and then hockey, 1999 hockey, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Hockey?
Yeah, dude. I played the heck out of that hockey game with my dad.
Oh, dude.
It was awesome. Okay, sorry, continue.
It's great seeing the parents on the sticks.
Oh, dude, dad.
When they're having fun.
Hey, throw dad into some 1999 EA hockey, dude. He will smack you around, dude. He'll pick the Detroit Red Wings, and he's just going to be on that Wiseman just slapping you, dude.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny, those memories. Yeah, dude, sports games are good. I mean, oh, dude, another one. I hate how far this is going. I'm sorry.
No, I hate it too.
Hey, NFL Street for the PlayStation 2.
I gotta look this one up too.
Oh, dude, look up some NFL Street gameplay, dude. Let's go, dude. You have no idea how many Oh my gosh.
The cover art looks insane.
Oh my gosh, look at some gameplay here, dude. You would pick your play, and you could totally customize your character. Was wild, dude. It was wild how often we played this game, dude. No shot.
Okay, this honestly looks like a top-tier football game.
No, it really was super fun, and because it's like all these guys are in jeans, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
it looks quick, like speedy.
No, it is speedy, and like you could jump off the walls and stuff too, man.
What?
Like, yeah, it was insane. It was such a good game.
See, okay, that's what I hate about Madden. It always feels so slow. Like, it literally feels like an actual football game. Like, Yeah, I'm playing a game to have fun. Make like it fun.
They shoot for realism there. Yeah,
I know. I know that makes sense, but like still like having these games. Oh, this looks so sick.
Oh, dude, it was actually so sick.
Oh my god, man, these guys we are played. Getting pummeled.
No, yeah, you just stick people, dude.
Pummeled.
You just pummel kids, dude. And so you build your whole team, right? You like make your team name. Oh, dude, I want to buy this game so bad, actually. What a good game it was.
Hey, I'm watching this video saying NFL Street is still amazing from 2019.
Wow.
It's a guy who posted it. That's crazy. What? 1,800,000 views.
No, dude, this game's underrated, dude.
No, this video underrated. Has that many.
Like, yeah, no, I hear that. I think it's kind of, I forgot about it, but this game was wild, dude. It's so crazy how much time I put in this. Oh, yeah, that sounds about right, dude. My character was a gangster, too, dude. You did not want to meet my guy on the street. He had his hat on sideways. He would just wreck you, dude. Oh, it was so good. And then NFL Blitz. That's the one where you would like break their bones. Like it would go into that like X-ray.
What the heck?
It would go X-ray.
NFL what?
Blitz with a Z, of course. NFL Blitz PS2, dude.
Man, dude.
Yeah.
You were into the football. You never watch football though. See, that's what surprises me. You're not into football at all, but the game you are.
No, I don't like football, but we played a lot of football games, dude. Yeah. Anyways, Looster, that was a loaded question, brother.
Yeah.
Loaded.
Alexis LaPlante. Probably pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry. Please don't cancel us. Can you have pro players guest? Can you have pro players as guests? This is a tough question here.
Repeat that question. I was answering someone in the chat. Say it again.
Can you have pro players as guests?
Hey, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. Dude. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Too much.
No, that sucks.
No, that's terrible. That's online.
The listener just got banged.
Well, our viewership just got banged.
It can't get any lower, dude. I checked today.
Honestly,
I checked.
Okay.
That was the worst thing I've done all week.
I know. You told me. You texted me, and I looked at it, and I couldn't keep my eyes off.
Dude, guys, it's like a train wreck.
Chopped by like. I would say 90%, 85%.
Think about watching that.
Colter's doing his quick math here.
It's about like 1/12 of the viewership.
Yeah.
Is basically what it is.
And we're still here. Your kings are still here.
Talk about some diamond
now
hands.
Anyone in the chat, tell us how that's done, because I did not think that was possible.
And I mean, full transparency, this is a week to week relationship that we have going on here with the pod. It could be over next week, dude. You just never know when we're gonna drop off the face of the earth. Hey, big switch on the live. Nice.
I didn't know it was working.
Well, it's working, brother. But living on the edge for sure, trusty. Man, can we get pro people to come on? I mean, that would be awesome, right?
We would love that.
We would love that. That's a lot harder than it would appear. But I mean, honestly, I bet if we pounded them enough, I bet they would get on. It's hard because we just have nothing to offer them. So, yeah. Like,
well, our analytics is nothing. The only thing we have to offer is nothing. It's the viewership
So we would have to pay them because there's no benefit for them to come onto this podcast. We found this out when we brought on Mr. Sandman. Dude, he had a huge viewership, and he just kind of came on for the, like, out of the kindness of his heart. But that was like a big step for us. But it meant nothing because, you know, we what we needed to do was create 19 clips of that video and pound the internet with it. But we're just not good at that. So we're not in a position to get pro players on. There's no reason that they would want to be on unless we just paid them copious amounts of money. www.patreon.com/flow_state_gaming
I mean, honestly, if you guys know if anyone, if you guys can finagle anyone to joining our podcast, we would do it.
Hey, Rogan, lesson 101, you never ask your listeners to get you guests.
Hey,
that is sick.
You if they can pull out Shroud to come on our podcast, since his, you know, it's his brother's friend, you know, I think you gotta ask.
Dude, you think anyone
No one is. Doesn't matter. Hey, no one's listening to this episode anyways. No one cares about our podcast anyways. So
you're just throwing a random dart into the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoping that somebody's dog's dog sitter's mom's brother's sister was Aiden's cousin. That's what you're shooting for here.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the off chance that someone out there will save us. Thompson, 28. Yeah. Another question here. Moving on.
Surprising.
A few paintball questions.
Oh.
Because I love paintball. Good to know.
Oh, boy. Thompson. Dirty
Do
boy.
You have your own gear? If so, what kind? Have you watched or do you like watching pro paintball? What is the coolest field you've ever played on? Going off of the first question, we did buy our own gear recently. We bought 30 guns, about like 25 guns of Titman 98 Customs. My brother and I bought them. And then I have my own gun. It's a Titman Cronus, and it's kind of a similar to Titman 98. And we just have the stock. Everything's pretty much stock. We fill up our own CO2 with a big scuba tank.
Scuba tank. Yikes.
I don't know what else to call it. I mean, welding
tank.
Yeah,
just
I don't
an uneducated
it,
little
it doesn't
piece
matter.
Of trash.
Everyone that listens to us is uneducated as well. Right?
That's right.
Nobody knows any welding terms.
No. Nope. Just continue, dude. That was just a little side
okay.
note.
Okay. Okay. And then I have not watched pro paintball. I've seen clips and it's actually insane. These guys who play pro paintball is stupid. They're crazy. Coolest field I've ever played on. I've never really played anywhere like ever. We just built a course at my brother's house. And we kind of just built it with like pallets, plywood. It's pretty fun course. I think I did play one other time. It's at like a paintball place and they like give you a gun and they hook you up with like paintballs. If you guys want to get into paintball, like try to find, there's a lot of local paintball places, but they'll pretty much hook you up and then you just play on courses that they made and their courses are pretty sick. So I'd go for that. And then, yeah. That's about it. I don't really. Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I watched more pro paintball. It's actually so savage. Fassage, recommend me a paintball gun. I would just go basic, dude. The Titman 98, they actually work really good. They don't really fail much. We haven't really had much issues with, you know, the 25 that we had. You don't really need an expensive gun if you're just gonna go for fun. Coulter. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, not a ton to add, brother. Got a Titman 98 custom myself for the same reasons that you guys got them. Dude, they're just bulletproof, dude. You can fall with them. You can throw them. You can trash them, and they're still just solid, dude. So that's a good way to go. Do I watch pro paintball? I used to more than I do now, but like Rogan, I mean, I just like seeing the clips. I think it's awesome, but you know, I don't keep up with teams and you know, how people are doing in the circuit. I don't stay on top of it, but I do Like, if there's a paintball game on, I'll watch it because it's entertaining. So, best course. I think the course that we had in Hawaii was pretty sick because it was just jungle warfare, dude. It was just jungle warfare. And there's something to that that, you know, is amusing. So, I would probably say that course was pretty fun, for me. So, but also this one that we built at, Rogan's brother's place is pretty wild. So it really works out good. So that's been really fun too. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. Okay. So he said he's into paintball. I bet he has just a savage paintball gun. Yeah, hey, Thompson, come back next week and let us know what gear you got, brother.
Better yet, come back live.
Well, we got, I think we can reveal that. Do we got Fassage on live next week?
No, I was talking about in the chat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. View us live. Not come on
big
live.
Spoiler there, Coulter.
Well, hey.
Yes, we do. And it's going to be a birthday stream with Fassage.
Let's go.
So super exciting.
Let's get some birthday hype for Fassage in the Discord.
Hey, in answering that one question, are we going to have pro players on the pod? Yes. Next week we will.
It's he Daddy goes by Fassage.
Yeah.
It's Daddy Fassage. Yeah, exactly.
yeah, that's it for questions. No other community feedback. Why would there be?
It's actually crazy that we got three questions. That blows my mind.
Yeah, we've been getting like three questions kind of consistently.
Well, Leasters.
Was there any Apple reviews? No. There wasn't. Don't worry.
Are you sure? Check.
Yeah.
Are you checking right now?
Yeah, I already checked. Oh, no Spotify reviews either. No Spotify reviews.
Well, dude, it's actually wild just how little people are listening on Spotify. It's like insane.
Yeah. No, I know. It's wild.
But yeah, everyone bombard Fassage as much as you can, whether that's, you know, in the DM on the Discord or bombard him here. Just absolutely ravage his life. Hey, make his life miserable. Find out his number. Spam him. Do whatever it takes. I have his number. I can spread it to you guys. You know, we'll create another channel on Discord. So
yeah, fantastic.
So Rogan, what is next? You said you didn't play a single game this week.
See, this is hard. This is a moment in our podcast where we actually usually have some stuff to rip apart.
Yeah, things get a little tight in this part of the podcast. Because
you don't game. You know, you rarely game.
Wow,
don't play much,
as of late, yeah.
But, and I game a lot more than you, and usually I'm able to say some stuff. Just remembered, Coulter, we actually did play Warzone together. Caldera.
Hey!
With Krampus.
Yes, we did.
And that was actually a lot of fun. I had a fun time.
That
we were
was fun.
Shredding kids, dude. There's this one match. Man, it was just constant action. Like, you know, in any battle royale game, you have those matches where you just never feel like you've gotten out of the battle and you're killing every squad. And that feels so good. Like, I remember, like, for Fortnite or Apex Legends, you're just always shooting, no matter what. You literally never get a break, but you're just beaming kids. It's one of the best feelings in gaming, gonna be honest. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is something about a battle royale where it's like when you get matches like that, it is like, dude, your dopamine is just blowing, dude. It's blowing its top. Like, when you're running from that storm and you're fighting at the same time, dude, it was wild, dude. I got downed, right? Because I'm a peasant rat. I got downed and Rogan takes care of the team and I scoot in beyond the storm, like literally with like, I'm not kidding, 1 second left. Like I had one tick left.
Yeah, you're gonna
and
die.
Rogan gets the clutch revive, dude. And we go on to take out like three more teams, dude. Yeah.
I think we got seventh that match, but
we got sixth.
Sixth? Yeah. I mean, it was like there was a lot of people in the last circle too. Have you noticed that with Caldera? Are there like a lot of like longer circles?
Yeah, there's a they have a certain name for that. It's the like player survival is way. And so there's a big credit to, like we mentioned on, I think it was last week, they don't let you get your loadout. They don't let you buy a loadout drop until everyone gets the free loadout drop. So in theory, everyone pretty much gets their loadout at the same time. And that's after the first circle. And so that's really helping the player count to be higher basically throughout the game. Because Rogan, you and I never got our loadout at all that entire game.
Yeah, I know. We never like, did. We weren't running ghost or anything.
No, we were just raw. And there was a lot of kids like that. Like the people that we were up against. No, we didn't have time. But the players that we were fighting, they didn't have their loadout either. So yeah. That's, you know, like kind of how the game plays a little bit more. It's not like, you know, within the first 30 seconds, people are fully kitted with a full on STG diamond, just banging you from, you know, 200 exactly. meters. It's like everyone has these dog ground loot weapons and you just scrap it out for like a way longer period. And so that leads to you, you know, surviving, getting away, being able to get to cover, get in a car, run, you know, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, that does really, it has been a trend to see higher player counts. Yeah.
I feel like in Verdansk, like there were just some like moments where the last circle's there and there's just not many people. It's like comes down to three people or whatever. And the circle's pretty big still.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously if you get like downtown or whatever, but it just never felt good last circle. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, dude, it's because there was too many buildings.
Yeah,
like you said, you have three people, the circle is massive, and they're on the 42nd floor in some corner just holding down the stairs with four claymores, a proximity mine. It's like you can't take the building.
Yeah,
you
know? There's still a lot of buildings in Caldera, but there's no skyscrapers. Like the max floors are, I think, is like three floors. Pretty much what I could see. I mean, like the majority of houses were like two floors, one floor. So those huge skyscrapers. Yeah, where you're just sitting on the stairs with claymores, just waiting to pound on kids.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually enjoying it a lot more. But talking about Krampus,
oh my god!
I want to bring this up, dude, because Coulter was telling me about Krampus, and I didn't play that. Like, I didn't play with Krampus in that game that we were smacking on kids. Krampus came, and he came after Coulter, and I never realized the pain and the stupidity, the annoyance that Krampus brings into a Call of Duty Warzone game. It is unbelievable on what the developers were thinking. Guys, you have this. You already explained it, Coulter. I just want to explain it in my view. You have this Warzone match as a battle royale. You're fighting kids. You just get out of a fight, and then you hear this weird just Krampus noise, a little growl, and you know he's coming. And then it's just this, you know, this player model looks like Krampus, and he just throws snowballs. He's throwing snowballs at Coulter.
Okay, Coulter, I didn't know he threw snowballs.
Okay, well, he throws snowballs, and it's actually a lot. And they do quite a bit of damage. I'm away from Coulter. I just see Coulter he's dead silent on the comms, and I just hear and then just a reload. Just emptying each mag. And this I just see this guy, he's teleporting around, throwing snowballs at Coulter. And like teleporting, guys. He's like beam, 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 throws snowballs and then teleports again. Like you can't shoot him. He's everywhere. And then I come up and I just start railing him with Coulter. We're pummeling him. I empty every single piece of ammo I had in my machine gun. And I was like full. And I had no more for any fight after that. So
yeah.
We finally kill him. Guys, this is so much time and bullets. Like, this man's health is insane. Insane. Okay.
And Dude, we were in a top 10 situation.
That's what I'm saying.
And,
yeah.
And here, and here we are. We're like, it's like a beacon, dude, because dude, we are just, it's like Vietnam.
Dude,
we are unloading everything on this bad boy.
People were scared. They did not want to come to us because they knew we had firepower.
No.
Dude,
yeah,
I empty my machine gun, my Milano, and then I switch to my car, my sniper, and I just start quickscoping him because I have no more ammo. It was so stupid.
Yes.
Okay, so like being a developer, how do you put that in a, you know, supposedly competitive FPS battle royale?
Just not thinking, dude.
And the loot he drops is good, but not like the amount of ammo you lost is incomparable.
Well, and just like, I mean, any hope that you had of like having any kind of element of surprise is gone you just unleashed, you know, Hiroshima on this bad boy. You're firing mortars.
And
you can't kill him. I'm getting plowed in the rear by snowballs because I'm trying to run away. That was my first tactic. I said, hey, maybe I can outrun this bad boy. Dude, I got beamed in the back, and it took like a plate and a half. And then I'm climbing this ladder trying to get the height advantage on this guy, and he beams me again. I'm cracked.
Then he teleports up to you.
Dude, now he's teleporting, and so that's when I was silent on the comms. I was like, you know what? This is the end of me. I die to this guy. Like, it's so stupid, dude. Yeah, that was bad. I'm surprised we survived it all.
That was wild. That was wild.
I don't know what. Yeah, as a developer, I mean, dude, they should be fired and, you know, dragged around, you know, on the back of a truck for a while.
I mean, shelter. Just,
shelter coming through.
A tier one. Oh my gosh, 48 subs, dude.
Gifting that sub to Tasty Waffle. What a beast, dude.
Crazy. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shelter. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Someone was asking, Trusty, to be exact, was asking if the Patreon is back up. I mean, it was never taken down, per se. We just couldn't really, we couldn't produce the content that we promised, so we just refunded everyone.
We didn't want anyone who purchased our Patreon to expect content and other stuff out of the Patreon.
So
because
we
couldn't
point,
do it at that time.
Yeah, at this point, you know, if you're going to be dumb, if you're going to bring yourself down to a double digit IQ and you watch this program and you want to give money, which I don't know why you ever would, right? That's a double digit IQ thing to do. Shelter, I'm looking at you. If that is your situation, then hey, feel free to go to the Patreon because that's definitely a better place to do it. But we just as of now, we can't promise any content there, so we're just not pushing it. But of course, it's open. It's always open. You guys are animals, so we appreciate your donations a lot, and it means a lot. It's literally the only reason we're still here. So that kind of clears that up. Krampus was bad, dude. Krampus was just, it's the worst. I think it's over now, I hope.
Oh gosh. I
mean, it has
Don't
to
tell
be,
me it
dude.
Goes to New York New Year's. At least change it, dude. Like make
I
it
hope
so
not.
I don't even know what change you could do to
no.
solve that.
Hey, okay, there's 150 players off the rip. Let it go until there's 100 players or like 80 players and then stop it.
Yeah.
Because now you're getting competitive when you're in like a top 50. You're actually kind of trying. Like you actually are thinking maybe you have a shot at this. Maybe you can pull this off. And that's the attitude that you have when you're in a top 50 situation. Like, hey, let's actually try for this. And the last thing you need is Krampus giving your location away to everyone on the map and unloading all your ammo, etc. It's just the stupidest thing. So, yeah, let it run. Let the casuals have fun with Krampus, you know, for the first 60 players to die, and then cut it. That's the answer.
Yeah. No, that is the way to go. Early round, it's not as important, like you said. And then make it like half health. And you'll get ammo back that you put into him.
Yeah, dude. Just like make it like a super fun, stupid little thing.
Yeah.
Like don't like, oh, don't
guys,
make
Krampus
it a...
is here. Shoot him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
like,
throwing snowballs at us.
Yeah, and make the snowballs do like zero damage. Make it do like two damage.
Zero damage, like, but you flinch or something. Like that's fine.
Yeah, don't make me do it. Don't give it like 100 damage, dude. Like that's what it was. It was just wild. It's stupid. It was like 75 damage. Krampus snuck up on Coulter on one of my streams. Yeah, Fassage seen it happen. And while I'm fighting the Krampus, I just get headshot by some sweaty kid across the map, just slides out and quickscopes my dumb body because I'm sitting there fighting Krampus. Like, give me a break, dude.
That's so bad. I'm sorry.
So stupid.
That's so bad.
Dude, my KD is blasting into outer space, brother.
Oh, gosh.
Blasting. It's like it's up to 1.36 or something. I'm scratching on 1.4. I think I have it in me to get to like 1.6, 1.7, dude, which would be huge.
Wow.
I think at 1.5, you're like top 7% or something.
What?
Yeah.
That's up there, dude. That's really, really high.
But, dude, I'm just in these bot lobbies, dude, because my KD was so low that I'm just in these 1.0 KDs just slapping, dude. I went 50-2 one game.
Oh my gosh.
Nasty, dude. Nasty.
That's
I still
crazy.
I haven't gotten a nuke yet, though. So that's kind of the
how many kills
goal.
Is that?
That's 25 kills, but it has to be with your weapon. So kill streaks don't count. So 25 kills with your weapon. Kind of hard to do, actually. I mean, especially with the time to kill, the TTK, as they say. I'm learning COD lingo.
Oh, that's with
the time to kill, I mean, it's so fast. Like, you're two shot. So it's like, if you make any mistakes, you know, your dreams are gone. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Hey, thanks for sharing.
Yes, sir.
State of the Agents from Valorant came out.
It
doesn't have really much, but some just like, I guess, announcements from the developing team. So
I'll just read some here.
I'm going to read some here and then you'll find my place. Early 2022 balance. So I'll just read from the article. Since patch 3.0. We know things on the agent balance side have been lighter than our previous episodes, and going into 2022, we are looking to change that. We spend a lot of time towards the end of 2021 looking at how we work, restructuring some of the team, reprioritizing work, and welcoming many new members to the team. What does this mean to you? Throughout 2022, you should see a bigger focus on agent balance. You all should be seeing updates to various agents across the board throughout the first 6 months of the year. Additionally, we will be focusing more on addressing emergent balance issues faster than we did on 2021. And as those updates are locked down, we will share that information with y'all before they go live. Keep your eyes peeled throughout the year. This is I actually really like this. So the agent balancing is it's a really cool aspect because it actually like changes the meta completely. I really like when they were changing like Sky, Breach. I don't know, like the Breach change wasn't good at all, wasn't great, but it was a lot of it was just like a lot of change, you know? It's like change in agents. Like Breach hasn't been used. It's nice that he is going to get reworked and then I'll start playing him again. You know, it moves like the Viper. No one played Viper and now Viper is such an essential player on the team and that changes the meta completely. Like she's changed so many maps. Like Breeze completely changed. Without Viper, Breeze would be played completely differently. Kind of wild. So that's really good to hear. And then Coulter, I think we have some new agent leaks here. So if you want to just give your thoughts on what they said in the next season.
Well, they don't give us anything here, dude. It says, you know, I'm not sure if it's tradition at this point, but I know many of you immediately scroll to the bottom just to see what's on the horizon. And they basically just say that they need to renew their energy after the long year.
Yeah, that's
so,
what it is.
I mean, what it does say is kicking off next year is an agent who can outpace the rest of the roster, shocking the competition and sliding straight into the fight. So this player is going to have a sliding mechanic and they're going to be able to move quickly. I think they're going to have like a sprint that like makes them move faster, and then they're going to be able to slide. So I think this is going to be a movement-based character. I think they needed to implement more movement into the game because Jet was your only movement option. And I think that, you know, they seen this as well as everyone else. And so I think that's what this agent is going to be.
Yeah. Dude, I love movement. I think we both love movement a lot.
Yeah, man. It just creates like a window for the really good players to just really assert their dominance. I mean, that's how I feel. It just raises the skill gap, dude. If someone has good movement, it's going to matter more. And I just think that's an overall, that's a net positive for the game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you like sliding mechanics in games?
I really do, actually. Yeah, I do.
I do as well. A lot of reasons. It feels good.
It's a satisfaction factor as well as just like, it just, if you can somehow flow in the game, it feels really good. Even like those people that dial in the movement on Valorant as it is, you know, like the momentum jumping Raze, right? Why is Raze addicting to play? It's that momentum and that's, if you can somehow create a smooth.
Oh, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Escape from Tarkov culture, they came out with an update and they added, it's called inertia, into their movement system. And that means like, I don't know the entire like function of it, but like if you have more weight on you, like if your backpack is full of items, right when you press W, you'll start running slow and then you build up speed to like your movement speed. And then like, if you have less weight, it'll be less of that. But like when you start, when you press W, it's not that initial speed. It like builds up. And like it feels so clunky. I mean, they're like, their whole game is like realism, you know, realistic. If you have weight on your backpack, it's going to be a little bit weirder to move, harder to like stay balanced or whatever.
Right.
But like, man, I just like, I think I hopped in and just like moved around a little bit and like, oh, it felt so slow and clunky. And then like,
yeah,
going to Valorant, like you and I, you know, you hop in some games of Valorant with Kyrie. I'll hop in some games and like the movement in that game, just it's so instant. And like each keystroke that you make is just like, it's, you know, it's going to do that. you have like that certainty of like, it's going to, you know, go at the same speed, and it's a good feeling. Like movement is so key in like Valorant, and they do a very good job with it. Like the Raze satchels are super cool to see. The momentum mechanics are cool.
I totally agree, dude. I mean, when we played a match of Valorant recently with the girls, and dude, that game is just so polished. It's so polished, dude. It's so finished. Like it feels like it's complete, dude. It's like I jump into Call of Duty and it's like there's so many times where you're like, what, dude? Like, I know I shot that guy first. But like in Valorant, there just isn't that question. And I really love that. And that goes along with the movement, you know, and the shots as well. You know, it's not just the shooting. It, like you said, it is the movement. Everything just feels so responsive. And I think that's just so key. You know, especially if you're trying to make a game competitive. So I really agree on that. I love the movement in Valorant. I just think that they need more speed. And you know, I think that's the draw towards Jet. And obviously it's super cool to see them adding some more of that in the game.
Well, yeah. And also like, you don't have many options of movement is another thing. You know, if there was like a sprint option for every character, like different levels of movement, like Call of Duty, you have the sliding, you have the diving, you have the sprinting, walking, all of
it. Yeah.
So different. And even the jumping, because you can't really jump. There's no shot of jumping in Valorant.
It ain't happening.
It's not happening.
You're not going to get away with that.
Yeah. Dude, it's so rare how many times I've rarely ever questioned when I die in Valorant, like, holy cow.
No
way.
I've never questioned it once, dude, which is so surprising.
Like, the only times is, like, when they run and gun and you're like, shoot, that's unlucky. I got unlucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's anything that annoys you, that's what it is. Yeah.
But you never, but you always know that they got lucky, right? It's yeah. not like, oh, okay, like, I definitely had them there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's definitely, there's, like, a reason for it, which is, I mean, I think that's really cool.
The other thing that annoys the yoink out of me is shooting through smokes, dude. And oh, that is also just an unlucky thing. Obviously, I mean, you know, don't put yourself in a bad spot. You know, don't be predictable. I totally understand that. But it's wild how many kills in a game are contributed to just shooting through the smoke.
Yeah.
Just like we said, because that time to kill is zero. It's literally one bullet in Valorant. Like, dude, it's just, it's, it happens so often and your lives are so valuable that it just makes it that much more annoying. But I mean, outside of that luck factor, dude, it's just, there's nothing shady about Valorant, and that's what I love about it.
In Vanguard, are there smokes much?
I mean, there like, are, but people don't use them.
Yeah, they don't do much, right?
I mean, they, so in Warzone, it's kind of shaping up to almost be the new meta to run smoke grenades because the map is so open that you can't really find cover. So if like somebody on your team is downed, you pop a smoky boy to get the revive. So they are useful. They're good enough to be useful. Just in multiplayer, they're not very, they're not seen very often just because everyone is pretty much running stims or, you know, smokes or I mean flashbangs and stuff.
Yeah, I see. Huh. So.
Dude, a snapshot grenade, that's really gaining momentum in Warzone because...
Dude, I've always liked them.
Dude, it's sick because in Vanguard, they're insane. Because like you said, there's no buildings that are very high. If you throw a snapshot grenade into the bottom floor of a building and they're on the roof, it still snaps them.
Wow.
And your whole entire team can see it. So it's super good, dude. Super
That's
good.
Wild. Huh. Mm-hmm. I should almost put that on my... I want to, like, do more about my classes. I know I don't have many guns unlocked, but, like, building the class that feels good, even if it's not a meta gun, helps yeah. a lot.
Oh,
just having yeah. the right attachments and, yeah.
And like, knowing what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Coulter?
Yes, sir.
Think about gaming before Battle Royales. Like
different.
I was thinking about it. I think I talked about this before. But like in a Call of Duty match before Battle Royale, you always played to get a lot of kills, but I never really compared myself with another person. I guess that may have just been me, but like I was never really like, oh, I did so much better than you, get wrecked, because like someone can be top of the leaderboard with, you know, 20 and 16. Like, I guess it doesn't matter as much to me.
Yeah, no, that's
but then, like,
true.
In any game like that, I feel like it's the same. But now, like, Battle Royales, it's, like, all about getting the win.
Yeah.
It's just
it's
a,
way more about
I don't
winning.
Know, man. It's so much about winning, and it's wild. Yeah. How, like, previously, you never saw somebody cranking 90s to the moon in Fortnite because no one ever cared or tried to get that good.
Yeah.
Until now.
I hear you. Yep. No, dude, there's people that literally study the new Warzone map.
That's what I'm saying. Right there. That's why I brought it up because I thought about that.
I know.
You know, it's like...
No, like there's like a science to it. Like how you should rotate, when you should yeah. rotate, like... It's like a whole deal, dude. And so what's interesting, I was listening to the Call of Duty podcast today, the Drop Shot. They are friends of the podcast. Listening to them today, and it's a trend amongst the Call of Duty community. They're not taking multiplayer seriously at all. If they're wanting a competitive experience, they're going into Warzone, and then they're just using multiplayer to like level up guns. Like nobody cares about KD in Vanguard. Nobody cares about anything in Vanguard. It's all about Warzone and your performance in Warzone. And I think that, like you said, that's an interesting turn.
Yeah. because it's not really, yeah, it's always about like the being the number one instead of having like the stats as much.
It's like, how many wins do you got? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super weird.
It's in the, yeah, and like in Valorant or any pro game, they literally study everything about it. Everything. Yeah. Like, dude, in the prime days of Fortnite, I remember people like watching YouTube videos on these new build mechanics. These guys are spending days and days and days to figure out like different retakes or fastest ways to build like stupid, craziest things that you could. And it's like, it's precision. Like, you cannot mess up.
No. Yeah. I really feel like, do you feel like Fortnite took the pro gaming scene to another level?
I think so, just because of how big it was.
Just
like, not because of the nature of the game. Like, the nature of the game helped, but I think any game could have done that, right? Like, any Battle Royale game could have done that.
Yeah, but dude, I feel like the building really added a
slow map. No, I think so. Yeah, the building.
Like, the building was like, was something that was like, so dude, I'm good at shooters. I'll come out and say it. I'm decent. Like, I'm probably, you know, within the top 20%. Like, normal. Like, I'm not good, but I'm okay. But like, I can't play Fortnite at a competitive level in my slightest imagination, because it just is so much more. It's a shooter second.
Yeah.
Like, it's like everyone can aim their crosshair, but it's like these kids are absolute animals on the keys or on the controller, which is even more ridiculous. Like, I mean, that game just totally took it to a different place. And I think that was kind of noticed. Like, looking at, like, when it's like there's 25 people in a circle that's like 25 feet in circumference, and there's like 19 levels that they're fighting on. It's insane, dude. Yeah. Like, it's stupid how good they are. No, it's hard to even grasp.
It's wild. Like, just, I can't even like come to it on like, if even thinking back to like season 1, 2, 3, and then to the seasons now, like people, like the pro players were so bad. They were so bad early on. Terrible, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And like months later, it was just a whole nother level, and then a whole nother level. Kept on building, like, because you have so many mechanics. Like, the building alone just takes skill, dude.
Yeah.
And then
you have
the aiming and, oh.
Everyone at the beginning was just playing a shooter.
Yeah.
They were just running around, not even building, dude. They were just building like one ramp to get up the hill. Like, I remember that. I came in early enough where that was still going on. I remember watching Ninja. All he did was build like three ramps. To get up into the high ground.
Yeah.
But like, there was no bit. Like, I remember when the build battles like started being a thing, and it was nasty when it took that turn. Yeah.
Shroud, he played. I remember seeing a video of him play. You know, Shroud's known for like just insane aim. You know, CSGO pro, only aiming and like, you know, strategy. He just like couldn't do it. He could not build. That's why he kind of quit, because like there was a video of him like admitting it, like, these kids are too good. Like, I can't do this.
They're on a different level, dude.
It's wild. But
like how they set up their keyboard.
Yeah. I mean,
dude, they are just scrounging that keyboard.
You have the people just playing with their keyboard completely backwards.
Oh, dude, they have like these custom setups. It's stupid, dude. They're like a pretzel, man, and they're just absolutely reaming you from the rear.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's brutal.
Well, and then I remember like there's a moment that kind of went viral on TikTok and everything. It was like Tfue like literally threw his keyboard or something, and like he stopped playing Fortnite because like this, like the other guy had like just less ping by like 2 ping, and he couldn't take the wall. And like, that's was the difference in winning or not. And it's like, he got so mad that he couldn't take this guy's wall. And it's like, when you're getting down to that minute of a difference where like 10 ping matters, I mean, bro, like you're just getting so competitive and you're splitting hairs at that point.
Yeah, no, you're so right.
It's like crazy how tight that competitive gap is.
I do think, yeah, Lingo in the chat, very rare, but good to see him. The funding that Epic Games put into Fortnite made the world see how big esports can be. Yeah, like, I really am thankful for a game that had that huge of a player base, and every single parent knowing that their kid plays Fortnite. Like, the level of... I mean, there was just so many people that knew about it. Everyone knew about it. Every parent knew about it. So, like... And, you know, that just showed, like, all of these other games, like, Apex Legends came out after that. All these other games are coming out, like, with these Battle Royales, free-to-play games. The free-to-play is now a thing because of Fortnite.
Yeah,
exactly. No microtransactions, no play-to-win. There was play-to-win before, but, like, any game that is play-to-win now is done for. It's over.
Yeah.
Literally, like, any game. It's wild. Like... If they come out with any way that if you pay more money and you'll become like better at the game, or you have better like weapons, there's no shot if it's competitive.
No shot. They killed it.
So I'm thankful for that, because I did not
huge step in the right direction.
Yeah. Pretty wild, dude.
Pretty cool. Dude, what a good episode, actually. Feel somewhat decent about that, if I'm going to be honest.
First time in a while. I'm being serious. Hey,
me too.
Dude, VR, it's going to be big. I'm telling you right now. In 5 years, everyone will have a VR headset.
Yeah, that's obvious, dude.
It's crazy. Like, I was talking to a friend, like, just saying how him and his sister both got, like Oculus Quest 2s, like a virtual headset, you know?
Yeah.
The same one that I had. And then like his sister saying like, oh yeah, like I played this roller coaster game with all my friends and we had a ton of fun. Like, that is wild how that's a thing.
Yeah.
This girl who never has touched a computer ever. You know, like neither of her friends probably. They aren't gamers at all, but they're all playing in a virtual reality world together. Crazy, and that's already happening. On the level, like, the graphics are not great. The mechanics are a lot better than I would think they would be. But, like VR headsets, it's just starting, you know? Like, the Quest 2 is pretty much the first decent headset.
Yep.
Like, it's over. I'm just saying right now, I want to make that clear. Because then I can look back and be like, oh, yeah.
I know, dude. It's crazy. We know it's coming. It's here. It's on our front door.
No, just like when I heard that, like she was playing with her friends and like, you know, they both got like headsets for their birthday when their mom like wasn't even really into it. She just heard about it. Like it's becoming mainstream.
Yeah, no, it's going to take over and people are going to have an extra room in their house where they do this stuff. I mean, it's going to be like having an office, dude. You're just going to have a VR room.
Well, you know, they already have like haptic vests now that you can feel stuff.
Joe Rogan was talking about that. I was listening to a podcast today. His daughters were playing it and stuff. It's wild.
They have a vest?
Yeah.
What? And now there's hands too that you can like feel like what you're picking up. And did you see that one motion guy that I showed you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's wild.
Like where they're in like a green room.
Yeah, they're in a green room and like they're every box that they pick up in the real world is like rendered in game.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wild, dude.
I don't understand it.
Well, dude, when you're able to feel the ground on your feet.
Oh yeah.
And you have a gun that actually kicks your shoulder and you can feel the pain of a bullet hitting your rib cage. Like, this is gonna get
Imagine the Call of Duty that comes out.
No, this is going to get wild. So the interesting thing, and this was a point that Joe Rogan brought up too. So it's like every game you play right now, it's like zombies. Right? Yeah. Like that's what you're killing. It's going to cross a little bit of a mental barrier to like kill another human being.
Yeah.
In that world.
Like you mean it's just going to change people maybe?
Yeah, I mean, dude, you like that? It has got to do something with your psyche because it's getting so real.
Well, you saw me in the medieval game I was playing.
Yeah, but it's just not real enough. No,
I know. Yeah,
but like, when it gets like real, dude, where it's like You know, I mean, just imagine how far this is going to go.
It's like Grand Theft Auto games. Like, you're killing people.
Well, I know, realism. Man. Like, that's going to have an effect on your psyche if you're just blasting people away. That, like, in, like, real graphics and you feel things. I mean, that's pretty wild. Like, that's going to get weird, but... yeah, interesting, dude. It'll never stop. Always forward, never back.
Yeah. Great episode.
Great ep, brother.
I'm glad we made it for another week.
Yes, sir. Expect that new mic, hopefully next week, but we'll see. We'll see how many Patreons we get.
Your that's Patreons. We'll cover that, for Coulter's Mixer.
Hey,
you
don't.
Said it,
that's
Coulter.
A big joke.
You said it.
No, I don't want it to
joke
happen.
In your voice. I'm kidding.
I was kidding. I was triple joking. All right, I'm out. Let's do it, dude. Close us out of here, brother.
You have been listening to the Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode 61. We, of course, are live on Twitch, 6 p.m. at flow_state_gaming. That is soon changed to be to 6:30. Expect us around 6:30 on Tuesdays on Twitch. Thanks for everyone for being here. It actually is insane. I don't get how anyone is here still. We'll probably see you next week. Have a great week and happy New Year's as well. Bye.
Hey, Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. Stay jolly and bright, friends.
Yeah. Stay bright.
Stay
you guys
positive.
Are all amazing. Yeah, stay positive. I've been depressed today, dude. I actually got pretty depressed, so stay happy.
Bye.